Tackle the Sport Zone on Salford City Radio.
Phil Taylor, you put a lot of time and money into him. Can you just tell us, when you first saw Phil, was he the sort of player that he'd become as he is today and, you know, such a great career? Did you notice that key element of his talent?
No, I got the yips, so I used to practice then 6-7 hours a day, 3 hours in the afternoon, 3 hours at night. And he used to use my pub, the Cockney, and he'd just been made redundant. I asked his other couple of lads to practice with me. They turn up in the afternoon, they wouldn't turn up at night. They turn up at night, they wouldn't turn up in the afternoon. So I got rid of them. And then Phil said, I'll practice with you. He turned up in the afternoon, turned up at night. He turned up. He was like a sponge. I called him my sponge. Everything I changed his way of counting because he used to go the wrong ways. And everything I told him, he listened to. And then, so I just started taking him around the world. I've been to America, Canada, Sweden, Denmark, chased the world ranking points. He got beat up for the first couple of years. The other players used to laugh at me saying, what are you sponsoring him for? I said, he'll be all right. Give him a few years, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
They don't laugh anymore.